In January 1945, facing a siege of Berlin by the Soviets, Hitler withdrew to his bunker to live out his final days. Located 55 feet under the Chancellery, the shelter contained 18 rooms and was fully self-sufficient, with its own water and electrical supply. Though he was growing increasingly mad, Hitler continued to give orders and meet with such close subordinates as Hermann Göring, Heinrich Himmler, and Joseph Goebbels. He also married his longtime mistress Eva Braun just one day before his suicide. In his last will and testament, Hitler appointed Admiral Karl Dönitz as head of state and Goebbels as chancellor. He then retired to his private quarters with Braun, where he and Braun poisoned themselves and their dogs, before Hitler then also shot himself with his service pistol. Hitler and Braun's bodies were hastily cremated in the Chancellery garden, as Soviet forces closed in on the building. When the Soviets reached the Chancellery, they removed Hitler's ashes, continually changing their location so as to prevent Hitler devotees from creating a memorial at his final resting place. Only 8 days later, on May 8, 1945, the German forces issued an unconditional surrender, leaving Germany to be carved up by the four Allied powers. 6 decades after his supposed death, some people still believe Adolf Hitler didn't die in Germany. What really happened on April 30, 1945?